From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings part three of a message entitled, The Prospect of Imminent Blessing, as he continues a series of studies in the book of Joshua. Before Dr. Cairns comes, please enjoy this brief devotional thought taken from Spurgeon's collection, Morning by Morning. This morning's text comes from Exodus chapter 8 and verse 28. Only ye shall not go very far away. This is a crafty word from the lip of the arch-tyrant Pharaoh. If the poor bondaged Israelites must needs go out of Egypt, then he bargains with them that it shall not be very far away, not too far for them to escape the terror of his arms and the observation of his spies. After the same fashion, the world loves not the nonconformity of nonconformity, or the dissidence of dissent. It would have us to be more charitable, and not carry matters with too severe a hand. Death to the world and burial with Christ are experiences which carnal minds treat with ridicule, and hence the ordinance which sets them forth is almost universally neglected, and even condemned. Worldly wisdom recommends the path of compromise, and talks of moderation. According to this carnal policy, purity is admitted to be very desirable, but we are warned against being too precise. Truth is, of course, to be followed, but error is not to be severely denounced. Yes, says the world, be spiritually minded by all means, but do not deny yourself a little gay society, an occasional ball, and a Christmas visit to the theater. What's the good of crying down a thing when it is so fashionable and everybody does it? Multitudes of professors yield to this cunning advice, to their own eternal ruin. If we would follow the Lord wholly, we must go right away into the wilderness of separation and leave the Egypt of the carnal world behind us. We must leave its maxims, its pleasures, and its religion too, and go far away to the place where the Lord calls His sanctified ones. When the town is on fire, our house cannot be too far from the flames. When the plague is abroad, a man cannot be too far from its haunts. The further from a viper, the better, and the further from worldly conformity, the better. To all true believers, let the trumpet call be sounded. Come ye out from among them. Be ye separate.
When I'm in love, you're restored. and soldiers fierce to play. Thy truth a mighty soul. Thy truth a mighty soul.
If you have been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. These songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may call 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Call or write for your copy today. In introducing this message, Dr. Cairns emphasized that there is always a cost to enter Canaan. Yet, as he did for Israel, God promises his people, his spiritual Israel, great fullness in their own Canaan. At this point in the narrative, God told Joshua that it was time for Israel to enter the land and to claim it for their own. Likewise, the people of God in every age are instructed to enter into their spiritual inheritance without delay. As Israel had to prepare for the battles, so believers in Jesus Christ must prepare for their spiritual conflicts. This involves daily feeding on God's Word. The passage of Jordan is a type of death. So Christians are united to Christ in His death, and so are prepared to face the ultimate enemy. Now to continue this message called The Prospect of Imminent Blessing, here is Dr. Cairns.
The time is now. You take your Bible and notice how God emphasizes the present tense, the here and now for knowing Him. Malachi 3, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse and prove me when. Prove me when. I mean the way most Christians are going. They'll die before they ever prove God. The way most churches are going, the Lord will have returned before they ever prove God. Prove me now. Not only that, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord. Words could not be plainer. If we're willing to bring the tithes into the storehouse, we can prove God now. And He has set His own character to seal the promise. I will open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. In Psalm 34, we read, the Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart. The 75th Psalm starts with the great expression of praise. Unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. Unto thee do we give thanks. Why? For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. In the 119th Psalm, verse 151, thou art near, O Lord. I could go on through many texts of Scripture proving the same thing. Particularly in the book of Isaiah. The promise is in chapter 51:5, my righteousness is near. My salvation has gone forth. In chapter 56, verse 1, my salvation is near to come. Now, these are not texts that speak of possible blessing, possible experience of God's fullness away in the distance. No, He's saying this is something here and now. This is something for the present moment. You and I are like David. He served the Lord in his own generation. I can't really serve the next generation except through any testimony that I leave behind or anything in print or as David left his inspired Psalms. But in the truest sense, David could only serve while he was on the earth. You and I have a few years to serve the Lord. We have a few years to do whatever we're going to do for God. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. Why? Because you only have a very, very brief window of opportunity in which to serve the Savior. And if we keep on putting off until tomorrow, or next week, or next year, or the next decade, put it off to them. We will never see anything done for God. The Scripture says, James 4:8, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. In other words, the Lord holds out the prospect of great blessing to a willing people. That leads me to the third observation, and it is that that prospect requires that we be ready and willing to lay hold of the blessing of God. Now, verse 11 tells us how. It says, first of all, prepare you victuals. You're not going into Canaan weak, ill-equipped, undernourished, and ill-fed. It's often said that an army marches on its stomach. There's a lot of truth in that. Prepare you victuals. Christians made strong by spiritual feeding are the people who are ready to follow hard after their Joshua and to fight the battles of the Lord and win them. Christians made strong by spiritual feeding are the ones who are fit to go in and enter into Canaan. When you're saved, the Lord says, desire the sincere milk of the Word. Start getting strong. But He doesn't expect you to stay there. There are Christians who've been saved for 10 years, 20 years, some 30 or 40 years. And they're still in the sucking bottle. They've never progressed beyond it. There are people who have been saved for years, and they can barely tell you the contents of Scripture more than John 3:16. Not that there's anything wrong with John 3:16. But if you really understand John 3:16, surely it should give you a thirst to know what the rest is all about. In Hebrews chapter 5, 13 and 14, he says, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. And there's nothing wrong with being a babe when you are a babe. But there's an awful lot wrong with being a 50-year-old baby. So he says, strong meat belongs to them that are of a full age, even to those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So you get from the milk to the meat. You prepare victuals. You feed. You actually feed, not just read. Oh, read. But as you read, feed on the Word of God. Not just memorizing the words. Sure, memorize all you can, but not just memorizing the words. Getting beyond the words to the truth, to the great doctrinal revelation of God in Jesus Christ. Take the time to let your mind feast on the great truths of the gospel in Jesus Christ. Let the glories of the gospel penetrate to the depths of your soul. Let them strengthen you in the inner man as you think of who Christ is, as you think of what Christ has done, as you think of what you have and are in Christ. Let these things get into your being so as to give strength. They strengthen your thinking. Nobody can think right unless he can think the gospel. They strengthen your thinking. They strengthen your will. They strengthen your love for Christ. They strengthen your dedication to service. All these are the things that when you feast on them, they are like a great and most nutritious diet to a developing body. So prepare victuals. And then he says you have to pass over this Jordan. And the truth of that is that death is always the way into life. For Jordan in Scripture is one of the great pictures of death. The way into life is always through death. Obviously the primary and fundamental meaning of that is that everything we are and have in the Christian life is through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is through Christ's atonement, no other merit. But nonetheless, you should be prepared, as the New Testament very clearly expounds. When you only enter into life through the death of your Savior, you must know that every step into life is a step across Jordan. The step into salvation life In Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, as many of us as were baptized into Christ, that's baptism into Christ, not baptism by water. Baptism by water may be a symbol of this, but this is the reality. This is spiritual baptism into Christ. We were baptized into His death. And it's only when you've been united with Christ in His death that then you come forth in resurrection life, in the newness of life. It's only when you're planted in the likeness of His death that you then come forth in the likeness of His resurrection. You enter in to saving life, the life of salvation, by union with Christ in His death. And of course, that's how you enter into the life of heaven, isn't it? How do you get to heaven? You die first. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Verse 8 says, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. In other words, you enter the life of heaven through death. And that should prepare us to understand that when you are entering into the life of blessing and of fullness here in this world, it is through death. You remember what the Lord Jesus said in John 12:24. Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now the Savior was speaking of His own death and the fruit that would come through His death. But in so speaking, He also establishes a principle that's always true. Paul put it in these words, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 31. I die daily. I die daily. Later on in verse 36, he says, thou fool. If you think it can be done any other way, thou fool. That which thou sowest is not quickened unless it die. Now that's the great spiritual truth. And that's the real reason why so many Christians are not living in the blessing. Why they are not enjoying Christ to the level they ought. That's why we are not thrilled with the resurrection power. Because resurrection power and blessing is always preceded by death. If ye then, says Paul in Colossians 3, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Why? For ye are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. Death. There is a dying daily. There is a dying to the flesh. There is a death to self. To self-ambition, to self-promotion, to self-love, yes, to self-love. In this day, I emphasize that. We are living to see the perversion of the gospel in so-called Christian churches, where the gospel of self-esteem and self-love has taken the place of the gospel of the cross. It is death to self that leads to the fullness of the Savior. And that's the only way. Death to the sin and the lust. Death to the desire of the flesh. Death in Scripture is crucifixion. First of all, that's not something that the flesh desires. Second, it's not something a man can do to himself. You ever think of crucifixion? You can't crucify yourself. It's impossible. Now we must die. But all this is where the power and the operation of the Spirit of God comes in as we live in union and fellowship with Christ. That's how we die. It's knowing His cross. It's making His cross our cross. so that we take up that cross daily and follow him. That's the mark of a disciple.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.